Brilliance Audio presents
Mrs. Polifax and the Second Thief by Dorothy Gilman. To Alejandro Butters. 1. Mrs. Polifax stood under a dripping umbrella and wondered why it so often rained at funerals, or at burials, she amended, staring out from under her umbrella at sodden flowers heaped around the grave, and a dozen figures in black, heads bowed, as the words ashes to ashes, dust to dust were intoned. She, too, was in black, wearing a veil that scratched her nose and made her very much want to sneeze. Resisting this compulsion, she gripped her purse more firmly in front of her with both hands and moved edgily to the left and then to the right. From the look of the sullen gray sky overhead, she guessed the gentle rain was about to become a downpour, and at the same time she realized the last prayer was over and figures around the grave were stirring, eyes opening, heads turning. A man to one side of Mrs. Polifax glanced at her.
A sad day.
Yes.
She gave him an appropriately wan smile from behind her veil and opened her purse to tuck away her handkerchief. There seemed nothing more to do, and with a last glance at the group of mourners, separating now into individuals of various shapes and sexes, she detached herself and walked away, slowly threading her way among the tombstones toward the graveled road that wound through the cemetery. Passing the hearse and a line of cars, she continued toward a limousine that had pulled up under the dripping trees, at a distance from the others. Seeing her approach, a chauffeur in uniform emerged from the limousine to open the door. Taking the umbrella she handed him, he snapped it shut, bowed, and once she was settled inside, he walked smartly around the car to seat himself behind the wheel. A moment later, the car in motion, he said over his shoulder,
"Go all right?"
"My purse made odd little clicking sounds every time I snapped a picture, but I think the rain on the umbrella covered it up."
"Good,"
said Bishop, assistant to Carstairs of the CIA, and he pressed his foot.